Continue our scripture reading through the book of Isaiah. We come to Isaiah 61. Excuse me. Isaiah 61. These last chapters of Isaiah are marvelous. Of course, as you turn from chapter 40, you begin to sense a change in the book of Isaiah. But they really pick up steam as you enter these last chapters of Isaiah, marvelously pointing to the work of Christ, taking us not just to times of Ezra and Nehemiah, but beyond to Christ's ultimate work and the finish, the consummation of all. And here in chapter 61, these are the very words that our Lord Jesus takes upon his lips, saying that this is his very mission, what he came to do. Those opening couple of verses, the Lord Jesus saying this is spoken of about him, what he has come to do, to preach good news, to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaiming liberty to captives. This is the proclamation of the gospel. And on throughout the chapter, it's this idea of and sense of the unfolding of that and the spreading out of that and how the gospel will change lives, how it literally is like night and day in turning it into that, and how the gospel, when it comes into hearts, is something to behold with great wonder, and the language of it being beautiful, and how the Lord will turn those who mourn, he will comfort those who mourn, turn their mourning into gladness and the joy. You see the joy that comes through it all in verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. There is nothing so glorious and beautiful like having the righteousness of Christ, his righteous robes draped around you, that only comes through faith in him. And that is the good news. That is what Isaiah is prophesying here and fulfilled in Christ. What a glorious text it is to hear this morning. Let's give our attention to the reading of it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and tend your flocks. Foreigners shall be your plowmen and vine dressers. But you shall be called the priests of the Lord. They shall speak of you as the ministers of our God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. Thus far, the reading of God's holy, inerrant, infallible, life-giving word. May he add his blessings to it.